Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, getting ready to go to Disney World show. How you doing, Johnny? Pull up a stool.
Woo! I'm on vacation! Woo! Yay, me!
Oh, you're off tomorrow, too, aren't you?
I am. So, yeah, today was my last day for a while.
Yeah, I'm surprised Lisa didn't drag you down to Disney tomorrow.
It's not out of the question of realm of possibility, so...
You guys might leave tomorrow and head down?
Nah, I doubt it. I mean, there's too many chores to do around the house, but, you know, it's always a thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of control, so. But, right. Yeah, I got my one-night stay, though. I got, in August, me, Lisa, and JJ are going to go out for one night at Coronado Springs on the Mouse. So, on the house, on the Mouse.
That's nice.
And I mean, yeah.
And
I'm... I used my comp tickets for a reservation for Hollywood Studios already. I had three left. And seeing as it's Coronado and I can pay for a decent rate, I might add another night to it and then just end up with two nights out there. So
That'll be sweet. That would be real good.
Yeah, not a bad little deal. So
no, that would be awesome. I'd vote for that. That was like when Brenda said to me, well, honey, if we don't get the flight you want, why don't we go Sunday? Oh, booked. I already got the flight Sunday then, if you want to go a day earlier.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't beat that. But no, our buddy Be Our Guest Mike's down there too, John. Well, everybody's almost down there.
Hey, all right.
So
it's
maybe
like half of our listeners are there.
Yeah. What do we have, eight? We got four there. If we had Evans, Jim Tucker, and Robbie down there, we'd have all our listeners.
and be done. Yeah.
Yes. So. Oh, speaking of that, another wonderful listener actually left us another review, John. We've gotten a few in the last few weeks.
The heck you say?
And it's not a hate for me, John. Can you believe that?
Oh, is it hate for me?
No, never a hate for John. God forbid.
Wow.
I think that's sacrilegious or something to have a hate towards you.
Nah, I'm too easy going for anybody to hate, Doug. Don't you know that?
Yeah, listen to him off the air when he gets real belligerent, people.
Nah.
This is all a show.
Yeah.
Anyway, listening to this Sunday's podcast and just realized Doug and I have even more in common. Bless this guy's heart that me and him have a lot of stuff in common.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Are we best friends? Have you ever seen Step Brothers? We just became best friends, didn't we? But anyway, listening to this week's podcast last Sunday, I just realized Doug and I have even more in common. Yak and Yeti is amazing. P.S. My family just came back Friday and Yak and Yeti was open. We ate there on Wednesday. Mango pie is my favorite too. So him and my wife have a lot in common. I got to watch out
for him.
There you go. But it's from Boilerman75, so thank you very much. We really appreciate the review. And if
you know what, Boilerman75, I'm gonna throw it out there. Maybe he graduated from Purdue, and that's a tie-in itself to our our young Republican listener, Mr. Nicholas Yax, who is graduating high school this year and has been accepted to Purdue.
There you go. Well, congratulations, young Republican, for being accepted to Purdue. But the only thing I'll say is you think he's the boiler man from Purdue. I'm going to say he's a boiler man from a construction site somewhere, probably. Could works on the could boilers. Be. He's a plumber.
Or he could have been a boiler tech from the Navy. BT is a rate in the Navy. So there's a litany of choices out there for boiler man.
Or maybe he just loves to boil water.
Maybe he's a chef, a seafood chef, and he makes a lot of lobster.
There you go. Oh, this sending the lobster over to the boiler man. Because I don't have that in me, dude. Dude, I can't do it. I'm not man enough to boil a live lobster.
That stops you in your tracks, huh?
Oh, dude, animals just take the I could never. I would starve, dude. I mean, God bless the people that have to do it, but I working on a ranch or a farm or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like when that whole thing went down with Vic with the dog stuff and all, like I hated the man for it. But on the other hand, I look at it as, how does the guy at the farm kill the cow or the pig that's his family? I you understand what I'm saying? It's just, they're a different breed than what I am, John. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could do cows or pigs. But I don't think I'd have a problem hunting if I really wanted to go. And I certainly have no problem fishing. I've done a lot of fishing and cleaned a lot of fish in my life. So fish don't bother me. They're not cute. You know, cute animals bug me, but fish, they're not cute at all. So
I grew up down the shore, and my job was to get the boat ready for my stepfather on Fridays to go out fishing. You know, we caught a lot of weekies and flounder, and, you know, we cleaned many of them. But deer hunting, I grew up hunting with my brothers and all, and I've told the stories 100 times. I would, with the deer, I probably watched 500 deer go by my stand in my lifetime. Just watch it walk right on by. I wouldn't shoot it, dude. I got a couple rabbits. I'm a really good shot, like clay pigeons. I'll challenge anybody to shooting clay pigeons. Or I'm a really good shot because I grew up shooting since I've been like 4 or 5 years old with BB guns and pellet guns. And my father in the backyard, we had the clay pigeon. My grandmom had the clay pigeon machine. You know what I'm saying? That's what we did on weekends. But I got rabbits and stuff like that and a duck when I was younger, and I just felt horrible for them. I'm like, why am I doing this? I got a supermarket 5 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I get paid to drive a bus, so I don't have to kill the pig.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, if it ever came down to it, I mean, you know, we go to the zombie apocalypse. Yeah. I don't have a problem at all.
Yeah, well, if you got to live, you have to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Speaking of pigs, John, I got a good pig story for you.
I went to
the OTB today. The place is called Favorites, where you bet horses. Cause I told you I don't gamble a lot. But I grew up going to the track with my uncles and stuff. It was more of a sport for me. Like spending $20 a night was what I did. I played exactas and stuff. I was good at it, but that's what I like to do. But my thing was following the horses. It was more of tracking the horses than it was betting on them. If you follow me, the sport of it. So I, every year for the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, which, dude, this is the perfect weekend for me. Eagles draft, it's draft weekend, Kentucky Derby's tomorrow, I leave for Disney World on Sunday. How much awesome can that get, John?
You know, you better not be in a bad mood about anything today, Doug. You can't rant about everything. Your life is full of roses right now.
Yes, so. And I'm married to a beautiful woman, right, John?
There you go, and you got the sweetest dog in the world. So.
Oh, yeah. He only bit me 3 times this week. But anyway, I go to Favorites to bet. I do a bunch of Kentucky Derby bets today. And this is the first time I've seen this, John. Now you tell me if you've seen this. I'm standing in line, and this piggy comes walking out, and it's a man, comes walking out of the bathroom. He rams his finger up his nose with his mask on. And he's digging. I looked at him like, what in the hell? Am I on candid camera? Do you remember when I told you I seen Howie Mandel down the casino and I called him out? I thought I was going to be on a TV show again. So I look at this guy and I'm like, I'm in disbelief. I'm just like, get away from me. So then I get up to the register And the guy's a miserable older man. Hold on a minute. Here he's printing his own tickets, John, while I'm in line. And then I'm calling off numbers when he finally tells me to go. Now he's breaking out. He's making a mixed drink, John, while he's taking my number.
And you know what? That's what I want to see at the booking window. I want to see a guy with scotch and soda sitting there.
Yeah, he's making like a rum or whiskey and Coke or whatever the hell he's making. It's a half a glass of whiskey, and he's pouring Coke into it, and he starts drinking it, mixing it, throws the Coke away, and I'm still calling off the numbers. I said, am I bothering you? And he's like, excuse me? I said, dude, I want to get my tickets and go home. I'm not here to watch you place your own bets and drink your alcohol. I mean, what is wrong with people, John? But yeah, have you ever seen anybody pick their nose through the mask?
No, I you know, as many people as I interact with out of Disney World, I don't think I've seen that. Not even a kid. So it's
and this was no kid. This was like a 40-year-old scumbag.
Well, did he get the booger?
I don't know, John. I almost threw up on him. But you have to admit, that was a good one, John.
Yeah, that takes cake there, Doug. That's pretty good. All right, well, so, speaking of, all right, it's time for John's bad Disney joke, Disney bus driver joke of the week. All right, so, you know, I worked at Lion at over at Animal Kingdom, and there was a couple of animals there that I just would never play cards with. Do you know who they were?
The animals I would never play cards with. Well, the card sharks?
The big cats, because one's a lion, a liner, and one's a cheetah.
So they're always going to cheat you out of your money, John.
There you go.
Very good. Anyway, the horses I like for tomorrow's race is Essential Quality, the 14 horse. I always like gray horses, too. Essential Quality, Mandaloon, and Medina Spirits. So they're the three. There's my tip of the week. That's one of my trifectas, John.
Fascinating. You are the betting horse man.
I'm the procrastinator of the show, John. Procrastinator. Or Robbie will pick on me for that. However I say it, I said it wrong, right, John?
You know, I'm surprised, Doug, seeing as you have that interest in horse racing, that you've never stayed at Saratoga Springs. Because that's pretty well themed with the whole horse, the statue out front and that whole bit. So
I've been over there many times, and I've also hustled some money off the pool table in there, John. I've done some free drinks out of that place.
You know, and I think we've mentioned a couple of times, that would be the one place that I would love to see them take one of those, and they've got beautiful grounds over there, but take a good 5 acre or maybe 3 acres of pasture, fence it off, and put some retired racehorses in there. I think that would be fascinating to have. So. Well, and I think it would go so fantastic with the theme, you know?
Yeah. Maybe you have some horseback riding over there.
Yeah. I mean, they've got property, so.
Yeah. So, I'm super excited, John. I booked my rental car today. And did you know this? I didn't know if you know this. I usually always take at the last minute, I always know how your insurance covers your car rental. But there's always that gap where you got your $500 deductible.
Right.
And you sit there and you go to rent it. Well, I call my insurance company today to see if they have anything to cover that $500. I figured, let me call them instead of giving it to the rental car company. Maybe they'll hook me up with something for the week of the rental that would take away the deductible. I mean, you don't know until you ask, right, John?
Sure, why not?
So, but anyway, it's $27 for this insurance it's $27 a day, John, for this insurance, so that if you get a broken window or somebody door dings you or anything like that, you're not liable for it. So for the extra $150 or whatever it is for the week, at the last minute, I always usually end up taking it. Well, I was told why I should even take it more. Do you know that it isn't just for that? If your insurance will cover it if you get in an accident or whatever. But it will not cover if your car gets in an accident and it has to be in the shop for 2 weeks. The rental car company can charge you for lost money from that car.
From it being having to be repaired, so out of service.
Yes, it's out of service. So if it's out of service for 2 or 3 weeks, you're liable for all that money that the car is out of service. Did you know that?
I had no idea that was true. Huh, interesting.
Yeah, because that's what my agent told me today. He goes, listen, Doug, yeah, you're covered after $500 bumper to bumper, and all if anybody gets hurt, everything's covered for hospitalization and all that. But he goes, one thing that most people don't know is you're liable. We don't cover that. You're liable if the car is out of commission for whatever time it's out. They could charge you per day what they would make off that car. That's a little shady situation there, isn't it, John? I said, my luck, I'd rent the car that Angelina Jolie loves to have every time she goes to Disney World, and she pays an extra $200 a day to have that car. That would be my luck. Wouldn't it be yours? So, anywho. Yeah, that would be my luck, John. It would be some car that was special that they would want to get five times the that they would have gotten five times the amount for daily rental. Yeah. So, long story short.
Of course.
Pay that extra money, if you follow me. In my opinion, because you never know what's going to happen, and I really don't feel like being sued for a couple grand.
I agree. Insurance is a necessary evil, but it is. It's a crime. It really is the price that we pay for all insurance, health insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance. By far, the biggest bill that comes out of our paycheck every month is the various insurances. If you add them all up, it's like double my mortgage, you know?
Oh, absolutely, John. That's one of the reasons I stay working union, because of what health care costs for cover your family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eh. So the good thing is you're covered from Disney now, right?
Well, I pay for it, but...
Yeah. Did same thing with me. Does it come out of your package or out of the weekly?
Weekly.
Okay. Yeah, see, ours is above and beyond the package. You're paying for it, but you don't see it, if you follow me.
No, we see it. Believe me, I see it. With a big old chunk every week.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not even for me. I'm fully covered by the VA for... them screwing me up, so I'm fully covered there. But Lisa and unfortunately, it still covers JJ though, because he's still at home. But yeah, Lisa's medical insurance is basically what I'm paying. So
yep, and it's sad, but yeah, you'd think Disney they would be able to give you guys health insurance. It should be part of your gig with the money that they make. But that's they could cover you guys.
I think I've owned this is Florida, man. It's very, very stingy state, very business friendly. But I've had one job in my adult life that the health insurance was paid for by the employer. And that was it. Every other position I've had, you had to pay for it yourself.
So. Yeah, it's a crime, especially with the money raking in there. With all the cast members on property, they get a hell of a package. Trust me, John. They're probably making money off what they take out of you. I would guarantee it.
I have no idea. I know it's good insurance. I know that. Yeah. I know Lisa's pills that she picks up once a month. The charge is 52 cents.
Yeah, so. that's awesome. And ours is too. But like ours is it's crazy amount of money. I pay. They take I think it's $11.75 an hour out of my pay for health insurance.
Yeah, that's a stingy.
Yeah, and we have really good, but if you times that by, say, 1,400 hours a year, that's what I average, 14 to 1,700 a year, times 1,175 times that, that's what our union takes from us. Ain't that nice?
Yeah, you would think with that, you wouldn't have any copays or anything. You ought to just have socialized insurance at that cost.
You would think when you went into the hospital that it would be like you get a special door to go through.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, Mr. Davis. Hello, Manny Petty, while you're waiting. But anyway, I'm super excited, John. This time, Sunday night, we'll both be at Disney World. Or headed there. I'll be landing right now.
Yes, we'll be probably hanging out in our one-bedroom Old Key West resort. So, yeah, we should be there, checked in, and putting groceries away about this time.
And I'll probably be putting my hiney down in my rental car about now is what it would be.
There you go.
So, but they do a pre-check-in and all on that now, so I'm hoping that expedites me getting in the car. But I also been hearing this crazy thing about how rental cars are, like, in demand. Like, nobody can find them right now.
Oh yeah, there's I've heard several horror stories about The car's not being there, the wrong car being there. You rent a minivan and you end up and it's a Mini Cooper. You know? So, well, yeah, there's some bad stories coming out right now.
Yeah, for us, it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's new and runs good. I don't
there
care. We rented a midsize, so whatever they give us, as long as it looks nice and not all beat to hell, it doesn't like the Griswolds drove it, I'll be okay.
Yep.
So, but anyway, we pre-ordered ours. I belong to the Enterprise Rental Club, so I called twice already. Believe it or not, I called twice to double check it would be there.
No, really, you?
Huh. Oh, Brenda goes. Brenda, I can imagine. She's like, please let that car be there. Because if it's not, it'll be ugly at the airport, John.
Yeah, you'll be like Steve Martin coming back in from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles after his car's not in the parking lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I should be in there. Hopefully we have a safe, get in the car and head to the, we should be at the Wyndham if everything goes good. It's Sunday, so I don't have to worry about like rush hour traffic, because it'll be rush hour Disney traffic, but not work traffic. That's the other thing. Yeah. I'm happy about. I think at 5:45, I-4 shouldn't be horrible. What do you think on a Sunday?
No, it should be okay. Yeah, as you get near the Disney exits, of course, it'll be packed. But you're going to, from the airport, you're going to take the 429 or the 417, right?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Yeah, that's a lot better than I-4. 417, you don't even have to get on I-4. So take 417 directly from, it's from the south side of the airport, not the north side. You take that directly over, and you'll skip I-4 altogether and dump you right onto Disney property, on, I think right onto Osceola Parkway.
So what would that be? 417 South, right, John?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, if I get lost, you'll be the first one I call, but I don't usually ever get lost, John. It's one good. I don't usually talk positive about myself, but usually I'm pretty good at directions. Captain Handsome is good at directions.
Well, let's see, Captain Handsome, you're good at directions, you're good at horses, and you're a heck of a good shot. So yeah, you're right, you don't brag.
I don't brag at all, John. I don't brag at all, John. Hold on, I gotta look away from the mirror. I can't believe how good I look right now. Hold on. Anywho, Disneyland is open, John. That's a good thing.
It is. I'm happy for the people out in California. I wonder how crowded and packed and aggravated it is to try to get in, though.
Oh, the governor himself probably went a few days on his own with no mask roaming through the park. What do you think, John?
Sure, you can get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, no. But I'm so happy for Robbie and all the guys out there on the West Coast. It's awesome to have that open, and it's one step forward to trying to get things back to normal. So Sunday night, you're eating at the Edison?
I am, yeah. Me and Lisa have reservations, I think, at 7:45 for the Edison.
What's the Young Republican and Junior doing?
I imagine Pickle will be hanging out. JJ will just be hanging out in the room. He's probably going to – we're going to grab some stuff at Publix, so he'll probably just be hanging there. And Mr. Young Republican Nicholas, that's my nephew, by the way. He doesn't get in until Wednesday.
So. Oh, okay. So –
he's got some final exams Monday and Tuesday, and I think he's actually got one Wednesday morning, and then he's driving from his high school to the airport. So.
Okay. He flies in Wednesday, and then he booked the room for 2 days?
Yeah, he's staying with us Wednesday and Thursday night, and then he's actually got Coronado for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Oh, that's pretty cool. He has Coronado?
Yeah.
He is a Young Republican, is he?
He might have an association with somebody that can get him a good discount of grade. I don't know who, but...
How come you've never offered that to me, John?
How come I have a gajillion times, but you never take me up on it?
Okay. I've never heard those words. I want it in writing, John. If you could put it on a card and laminate it for me so I know.
Okay. All right. You know, I tried to hook Bob up one time too, and then Judith, and then both of them ended up just booking it themselves. I'm like, all right, fine, you can do what you got to do.
Well, you know how Judith is. She likes, she's highfalutin. She don't want discounts, John. Her and Tommy will go. No, we want to pay more. Right?
Work 100 feet closer. Let me pay you another $20. Sure, yeah. Why not?
Yes. He broke up a little bit, Judith. He was picking on you. Do you want to repeat that, John? Huh, John?
No, not me.
You're not going to repeat that? What he said, Judith, is, like, let me park 20 feet closer and pay extra money for being up two rows instead of just saving my money because I'm high, rootin', tootin', flutin'. That's exactly what he said, Judith. So that was John Peters.
See, Doug just said it.
No, that was...
Doug just said it. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that was Johnny Orlando who said that. We have to change Lisa's name to Dawn. Johnny Orlando and Dawn. And then when I see you, John, you can start singing, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Man, I am good at singing too, John.
That will add it to the list.
Dude, that's a long list, buddy. Did you see the draft? My Eagles got Mr. Smith, which is awesome.
Yeah. So you got an Alabama connection up there in Philadelphia. So I mean, you're taking SEC football north.
Absolutely. And our Tommy Lee and Judith got lucky. They got their quarterback, too, from Alabama.
Yep.
You know, so I think he's going to be a good quarterback, too. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones. Right, John?
Yeah. Do you think there's going to be any busts? Anybody that you, especially the top five, you think that's just not going to work out well?
What was that now?
Do you think there's going to be any busts? Anybody out of the top five that you think is just not going to work out real well?
There's probably going to be. I mean, I think every quarterback went to the perfect team for them. Lance, him headed over to San Francisco, I think that works out good. And I think that kid has a good work ethic. I think Fields went to Chicago. They're going to have a different kind of player that they'd never seen before that can scramble and run around. And he has a lot of talent, too. And I think Lawrence is going to be a stud. I really do. He's too conceited. Like, you know those conceited people to fail, John.
Yeah.
And I was surprised that they took ETM as the running back, as their second number one pick. They need a lot of things other than a running back.
True, but yeah, they did, right? So,
yep.
I was disappointed where Pitts went because now I've got to see him at least twice every year against my team. So very, very disappointed. But Noah, what are you going to do?
He's a flat-out stud, that kid. And
oh, yeah.
As I was telling Judith and Tommy, because they were fighting over when, you know, Tommy plays for, you know, Tommy and the Bucks play the Patriots this year. Those two are, you know, Judith is going to root for Tommy, and Tommy Lee is going to root for the Bucks. I mean, root for the Patriots. So I'm excited to see what's going on with that. But when we were talking about that, they were saying when I moved, that we were talking about when I moved down, I probably won't root for the Buccaneers because I've never been a Buccaneer fan. I mean, we played them in the playoffs. You know, I don't root. I was happy for you when they won, John. You know, I'm not like, I don't hate them. They're not like the Cowboys or the Giants to me, or the Washington football team. But when I moved there, I told Judith this was a couple weeks ago, I'd probably root for the Jaguars because it's an AFC team. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you won't have to, and you'll never have a contention problem except maybe once every 10 years or something, or if they happen to meet in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That would be the only issues you'd ever have. So.
Yeah, so if I followed a Florida team, that would probably be the team that I'd root for. I'm always going to be an Eagles fan, and I'll never have, like, a true other team that I root for. But if I was to come, like, because of living down there and seeing it all the time, you do get drawn to it if you follow me. You can't help but follow it. And if I was to follow one of the teams, it would probably be the Jaguars.
Yeah, Jacksonville's like the same thing as the Rays, you know, the Tampa's baseball team. Rumor has been for 15 years that they're leaving, but yeah, they're still there. And so Jaguars were rumored for the longest time to be going to London. And I thought at one time that they signed tentatively some kind of agreement or something, but apparently not. So, yeah, apparently Jacksonville's got a team, and I mean, they've got a brand new coach and a good draft pick. So we'll see what they do. So,
yeah, Urban Meyer's a good coach, and I mean, I know you liked him when he was at Florida.
Of course, he was one of our best.
So I mean, I think he knows what's going on. I'm sitting here right now watching the new People Mover, a new video from the last couple days of the People Mover. I'll tell you what, dude. from this video, and there's a beautiful, it's like dusk with the castle lit up. Whoever took this video did a phenomenal job. This people mover looks like it's clean, spick and span. I mean, it looks like a brand new ride. It better after how long it was down, but it looks really nice.
Good, good. And it, you know what? It's fine. It's ready to go for when we get there, Doug. So it opened at the perfect time.
What day are you going to the Magic Kingdom?
Thursday.
So what we might do is, Johnny, I was thinking about it, is because we do have Park Hopper, and we're going to the Animal Kingdom on Thursday. We might end up back at the Magic Kingdom on Thursday night to close it, because it's open to 9. So I might end my trip out at the Magic Kingdom.
What we'll probably do, though, is we're going to spend the morning at Magic Kingdom, but then, you know, me and Lisa, you know where we're going to end up the evening.
No, you're going to end up over at the studios. Yeah.
No, at Epcot. Well, we were thinking about going to studios, but now that I have the reservation for August for an all day thing for studios.
Okay.
We'll meander back to the room for an hour or so, and then me and Lisa head over to Epcot. So.
All right. Yeah, because we were thinking about ending the trip at the Magic Kingdom. And also, can you believe, and I know this, because I am the greatest Star Wars fan of all time, I'm going to be there on May 4th, John.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that, then. It's going to be packed.
Well, there can only be so many people in there. It can't be any more packed than it's packed.
I don't know.
Dude, I just realized this 2 days ago. I told Judith, and she's like, we're both morons. And then we'll be at Epcot on Wednesday, and Brenda wants to go to Mexico Pavilion to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, John.
Fantastic.
So we all have to get margaritas. She was saying something about maybe eating at the Mexican Pavilion. So for Cinco de Mayo. So we'll see what happens. Because I know we're going to be grunging through the World Showcase.
Yeah. I mean, as interesting or as delicious as it sounds to eat anywhere out there, I think me and Lisa are just going to be hitting all the food booths. Yeah. So we'll just be browsing our way around the world. So.
Well, let's get into some of the news around the world. The 50th anniversary blue and gold color scheme moves into the transportation and ticket center. That new sign that they have with the monorail on it really looks cool. Have you seen that yet, John?
I walked past it the other day and I thought it was new. So, yeah, apparently it was. That my overtime shifts this week, about the 2 days, were at Magic Kingdom. So, yeah, I think I did see it.
Oh, yeah, it looks really good. I like the blue and the gold, don't you? The purplish blue?
Yeah, I do. I think it looks royal. So, I think it looks really nice.
Yeah, more concrete work going on underneath our beautiful spaceship Earth. I'm excited to see with my own two eyes, even though I watch a gazillion videos, I know what's going on in the parks, you know I'm always up to date on what's going on, but there's still nothing like feeling it, touching it, and seeing it with your own eyes, is there?
Yep, that's the best part.
So. Yep, so I'm looking forward to that. Points of light at Epcot now wrap nearly all the way around Spaceship Earth. I'm excited to see that at night when we're there, John.
Yeah, I guess they turned them on right now, right? Or were they waiting until everything's done to turn it on?
I think they're partially on, but I could be wrong.
Okay.
Because I've seen some videos, unless they were like those preview videos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the updates to the Jungle Cruise are well underway at the Magic Kingdom, with several show scenes now already in process of being updated. Here's a quick look at what is happening so far at Walt Disney World Jungle Cruise. One of the first visible changes earlier this month was the removal of Trader Sam's, the final bend on the cruise. Like, I don't understand, like we talked about, though. Like, Trader Sam is too controversial to be a part of the ride, but you could still have a restaurant named after him?
I'd heard it was the Potbelly Ben of America that lobbied to get him removed. They felt that he was too fat and was bringing a bad name to pot-bellied men.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
In this day and age, in this climate, John, everybody cries. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I had you going with chocolate balloons in the land.
Hey, dude, I've got to the point in this world, right, in our country right now, where I don't question everybody is so on edge sensitive right now that you can't say anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm afraid to say you got a bug on your face. It might be their pet, and I'd be starting some crap. You know?
That was good.
In its place now, it is a cleared area which will become home to a new scene, Trader Sam's gift shop. So why can he have a gift shop? But I don't know, John.
I don't know. Maybe the shrunken head scared some kids or something. You know. I mean, they've taken away a lot of. I just hope that we never get to the point where we're gonna go crazy on the Haunted Mansion. I mean, it's supposed to be scary, so it is what it is. You know.
Dude, don't hold your breath. Anywho, another area modified earlier on is the scene with the rhino. It shows the newer scene. It's a bunch of explorers. The new scene looks like this will replace a new scene featuring a skipper climbing the tree trunk. So, and over on Pygmy Beach, the skulls on spears have been removed. I mean, come on.
There you go. So it sounds like they're taking out scary elements instead of maybe just all politically correct stuff.
Either way, I mean, that has happened. You go through the jungle, that is stuff that has happened. I mean, you know, stay out of the jungle, for real.
It's a lesson. Stay out of the jungle.
Elsewhere, smaller details have been removed from the walls in the queue area. All of this work is being done in overnight shifts, leaving the ride to operate during regular park hours. The skippers are largely avoiding the missing scenes and keeping the jokes flowing to minimize any impact on the show. Wait till I get there. Why isn't that there? What's going on over there?
Doug will probably start harassing the poor skipper. I don't know. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
What is the reason? Why is that area vacant? I want a story about that area now. The skippers are largely avoiding the area. Disney announced back in January 2021 that it plans to update the Jungle Cruise with new additions and more humor, wildlife, and skipper heart, and also reflect the value of diversity of the world around us. We still don't have a completion time frame of Walt Disney World Jungle Cruise, although we do know that Disneyland version will be completed this summer, although the Disneyland ride benefits its closed down while it's going. No wonder it'll get done quicker.
Yeah, I prefer them doing it this way.
Yeah, I want to look to see if they I got to get on the Liberty Bell and see if they still have the Indians burning down the buildings on Tom Sawyer's Island. Do they, John?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't been on the Liberty Bell in probably 3 years.
Oh. I mean, they're probably to take them out next, John. I mean, they were provoked, but they did do that, John. They did burn down places because they were provoked, right? It's part of a story.
That it's not a pretty either way. The settlers or what the settlers did or what the Indians did.
So, yes.
It's not pretty.
Yeah, it's not pretty. You want to know how bad the Indians were treated? Go look up Trail of Tears, and you could see how bad Indians were treated. Mounting positions are in place on Cinderella's Castle for the Central 50th Anniversary Medallion. I'm looking forward to seeing that, aren't you, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then next is how to place an early booking on Disney's Wish for the summer of 2022 itineraries. Dude, this is where I do feel bad for Disney, as far as it's so sad that this beautiful boat is open and sailing and they can't put anybody on it.
Oh yeah, the cruise line industry altogether has been a mess. So I'm glad to see it coming back. I mean, it should be. I think I saw a news report this morning. Within 100 days or so, they're going to start some kind of cruising. Probably not Disney just yet, but some of the other cruise lines will start. So yeah, Disney's kind of like what they were with the parks. You know, they let Universal and SeaWorld open up first and see what worked and what didn't work. So that's probably what they're going to do with the cruise lines. You know, Carnival and Royal Pacific, you guys go see what works and we'll talk. So,
well, if you want to book a trip on the Wish, you could start booking with me on May 17th. So Castaway Club members with 25 or more sailings can book on May 17th. Platinum members who have 20 or more sailings on the 18th, and 15 or more sailings is on the 19th, and then the rest of the club members are on the 20th and through the 24th. Disney Vacation Club members are on the 25th. Adventurers Insiders on the 25th. Silver Castaway Club on the 26th. And then the general public, schmucks like me and you, John, we could book on the 27th. Well, you're a vacation club, so I'm the schmuck.
I'm DVC, boy. Yeah. I'm on the 25th now.
Well, I'm a travel agent. I can book before you, too, John.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But anywho, you could start booking the Wish. The sad part is, John, is all of our tax dollars went to help them stay afloat. Me and you worked a couple extra shifts worth of tax dollars to give Disney a big old boatload of money to keep them floating. Believe me, me and you helped keep those boats floating for, you know, so the cruise industry could stay alive. Yeah. Part of that $1.9 trillion tax package is part of that. Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge brings a high-end bar style as luxurious yacht class spaceship to the Disney Wish. That's pretty cool, John.
Yeah, I'd heard some stories about this. It looks really cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, I see the pictures here. Do you have your iPad with you?
Yeah, if I can dig it out.
Yeah, God forbid you do any work for the show, John. I mean, it ain't like we make you work after work to do this or anything.
Yeah, it ain't like I try to record on the way home instead of getting home spending time with my wife or anything.
You're way lax on this show. Mine got home, too. I'm in trouble, too, John. I'm in here recording while she's out in the living room. Exactly. Star Wars Galaxy will be part of the Disney cruise ship for the first time with Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge aboard the Disney Wish in 2022. It is a cool – it's really modern looking, John. It's a nice looking lounge. So.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Disney's Wish maiden voyage will be June 9th, 2022. So it's a little over a year away, John. Disney Wish will have the Aqua Mouse, the first Disney attraction at sea.
All right.
And the Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse, it kind of looks like it's going to have that map stuff on it, John. Kind of like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Train somehow. The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse animated shorts created the story for the Aqua Mouse, the first ever Disney attraction at sea coming to the Wish on 2022. The 2-minute-long Aqua Mouse adventure will feature show scenes, lighting, and special effects in its first-of-its-kind water ride that will send guests on a family adventure through a 760-feet of winding tube that suspends high over the upper deck of the Disney Wish. As the story goes, Mickey and Minnie are starting their very own seaside excursion company, aptly named Port Misadventures. On board the Disney Wish and the Adventuresome Cruisers will join them on an undersea excursion to Mermaid Lagoon that will inevitably and hilariously go awry. The journey will begin when guests board their 2-seater ride vehicle and ascend into the magic tunnel that will teleport them into a cartoon world of Scuba Scramble. It sounds like Minnie Mickey's Runaway Train. A new animated short that plays out through the oversized virtual portal. Along the way, they'll be encounter curious sea creatures, familiar Disney friends, and more than 60 water effects that could bring subs aquatic hijacks to life. A perfectly synced to the original musical score by Emmy-nominated composer Christopher Willis, The Wonderful World of Mickey Mouse. At the height of the show, guests will blast out of the tunnel and embark on a wild water ride around the upper deck. First, they'll zip into a forward funnel through an enclosed tube surrounded by dazzling lighting effects, followed by a quick dash through a dark tunnel that opens up to reveal breathtaking views of the ocean. They'll then jump up and down at a series of speed blasters that will propel towards the grand finale in soaring loop over the edge of the ship, with clear view down the deep blue sea. With that, they'll splash down the send-off message from Mickey and Minnie. Another successful tour in the books. Disney Wish will sail a maiden voyage on June 9th of 2022. Sounds pretty exhilarating, John.
Yeah, sounds like the Crush and Gusher, but made for the cruise ship. So yep. Yeah, sounds pretty cool. So yeah, the Crush and Gusher is an awful lot of fun. And the biggest problem I have with a lot of these water rides, and it's because nobody in my family will go to water parks with me, is I have to go by myself, and so I don't get to ride a lot of this stuff that require two or more people. So I've been to all the water parks, and I can do about 70% of the stuff, and 30% I can't do. So
when I get there, John, we could go one ride vehicle for Johnny Orlando and Captain Handsome, please.
Yes, please.
The two of us are going.
There you go.
Yeah. Not saying I'll hold your hand or anything, John. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we can ride together. Work has continued on the disgusting, oversized, horrible-looking, harmonious show barges in the World Showcase Lagoon. With crews currently working on the one over by the Mexican platform. It says, painting the harmonious show barges continues at Epcot, John. The pipework at the end of the barges that carries water from lagoon to the fountains is being primed in a yellow gold paint prior to being painted all black. Yay. On the front barge, a large black area below the screen that it has weathered particularly badly is being pressure washed and looks like it is being prepared for paint. Ain't nothing like seeing a weathered badly barge out in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon.
A little bit of an eyesore.
As you can see, the Canada barge, the weather is already taking its toll on the appearance, particularly on the large flat area below the screen. Dude, it looks nasty. It looks like it's turned gray. It's no longer even black. They're gray now, John.
Yep.
Nah. John, there's a relaxation station coming to Epcot's Moroccan Pavilion. Supposedly, this is an area where you can go sit down and chill without your mask with a bunch of seats in there. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Morocco Pavilion at Epcot will be home to a relocated relaxation station beginning this weekend. Relax stations were set up with the reopening of Walt Disney World theme parks back in July of last year for a place to sit mask-free in a socially distanced location. UK relaxation that's currently using the outdoor seating area for Yorkshire County Fish Shop will close at the end of April to be returned to use for diners at the restaurant. Good! It was a pain, not enough seats for the Yorkshire Fish Shop, so I'm glad to see that close. The relaxation station at the Morocco Pavilion will open April 30th. The Morocco Pavilion location will join those near an admission space and Akershus Royal Banquet Hall in the Norway Pavilion.
Well, I'm glad they have another area to chill, especially with food and wine going on. It'll be nice. Maybe one of us can grab a table. We can sit the girls at the table while we roam and grab some food.
Sounds like a winner to me.
And better than the food there. I mean, better than the food at the Moroccan Pavilion.
Oh, well, at least the one in the back. Yeah, that's for sure. So,
are you excited about this? The full menu and opening details for Epcot's new Gelateria Toscana at the Italian Pavilion. I am.
I don't know if I am, but I know somebody who is, and that would be my wife. She loves chocolate gelato. So I don't even know if she'll be care about anything else, just chocolate. So she won't care about all the sundaes and everything else they'll be making. So
some of this crap looks really good, John. And the Italians really know how to make gelati, John. They really do a good job. They have gelati in a waffle cone or cup, chocolate, vanilla, pistachio, cookies and cream, strawberry, tiramisu, sorbetti, in a waffle cone or cup, lemon, raspberry, mixed berry, or mango, John. Here's that mango I keep telling you about. And then they have gelato floats, they have capa di nonno, which is chocolate and cookies, cream gelato with a chocolate sauce, whipped cream, and an amaretti cookie. They have a bunch of crazy names that I'm not going to keep messing up. They have a fresh Italian espresso, John.
Yeah, they have a Zeppoli, too, and a tiramisu. Yeah. So I am in. I love tiramisu. So.
This, we don't know it doesn't say when it's open, though. It's supposed to be open in May, but it doesn't say when.
Yeah, maybe at the beginning of the month. That would be okay. I might try some tiramisu. So.
Well, as long as it's open by Wednesday, I'm good.
Yeah, there you go.
So what else we have?
Now, Doug, why is gelato actually better for you than ice cream?
Because it doesn't have all it's the way it's made. It's healthier. It doesn't have the thick cream and everything in it. It's more like yogurt.
It's made with milk instead of cream.
Yeah.
The real ice cream is obviously made with cream, which is heavier, denser. And so, gelato is made with milk. And so, therefore, it's a little lighter for you, and it doesn't have such a richness to it. So, and actually, I prefer gelato over ice cream. So,
I do too. Orange County to reduce physical distancing requirements and plan to eliminate mask mandate—a significant development for Walt Disney World. So,
wouldn't this be nice?
It gets into that, but it doesn't say. I mean, should I read all this, John?
I think we can get the gist of it. Nothing's going to change at Disney World until Disney says it. It doesn't matter if Orange County says you don't have to wear a mask. If you are on Disney property, Disney says you wear a mask, you are going to wear a mask or you're going to be escorted off the property. Yes. That's all there is to it. I don't want to hear people arguing and complaining. It is what it is. It's a private company. They are entitled to make you wear a mask if you want to be there. Otherwise, don't go.
Yep. So that's the story. But the only thing it says to me is maybe outdoor seating and stuff like that. If you're eating and chilling, they might not be as big of ball breakers, right?
Yes, I can see that. Yes. And I personally, I don't even go out of my way to gripe up people now. You know, I mean, we're supposed to constantly be on people, and I don't but I'm that way anyway. I'm not going to go out of my way to annoy somebody just because they're on vacation. But, man, some of these cast members, they get a kick out of it. So, yeah, you run into the wrong one, and they'll give you – I told you I had one that got on me for not – having my mask on while I was drinking my Diet Coke. I wasn't actively taking a sip at the time, so I was supposed to have the mask over my face. Give me a break. So.
Well, I don't think they'll be doing that as much now. And I'm like you, John. I would never want to break anybody's stones for not wearing a mask.
Not at all. I can see Doug as a cast member. Oh, my God.
My wife keeps telling me if I'd have been a cop, right, they'd have said, Mr. Davis, your first month as a rookie, you broke all records for writing tickets. You don't have to write another ticket for 11 months. You're good. you reached your yearly quota in 1 month.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem that you are biased in any way. Here's one for the mayor. Here's one for the chief of police. Here's one for your wife and your brother. What are you doing?
Absolutely, dude. Well, I told you the story when I went to the Wawa and the cop was parked in the handicap lane. And I asked him, I said, is there a robbery? Is there something going on? At first I said to him, I said, it must be not. I said, it's awesome. And he goes, why? I said, that the township hires the disabled. That is so cool. He's like, what's your problem? I said, is something being robbed in there? Or are you just going in your free coffee and you don't want to get wet with the rain and you're parked in the handicap spot? I made his day, John.
I bet. A smile on his face, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, it says most of the attention is on the ugly barges. I'm misquoting this. I'm reading this the way I want to read it. It says most of the attention has been paid to the ugly barges, but they're also working on the land effects at Epcot for Epcot's nighttime show. The island-based lasers that were added in 2014 for Reflections on Earth, the greatest show ever, are now getting some attention through, although it's unclear of what is being done. So they're actually working on all the land-based effects too.
Okay. Well, it's good to see that other stuff is getting done other than just these huge ice wars in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon. So I got a bit of news for you that you won't see, you probably won't find a story about it. Okay, so if you're in Animal Kingdom Lodge and in between Kidani Village and Jumbo House, as you make your way to Kidani Village, if you look over to your left, there was a ginormous piece of undeveloped land between where you are and 192, which is the main thoroughfare through Kissimmee. That property is not owned by Disney. Somebody has purchased it, and it's getting developed. So at that rate that I see the construction going on there, within a year or two, you'll be able to see probably shopping stores from the balcony at Kidani Village, which is really going to take away that element of immersion if you're staying at Kidani Village.
That is so sad, because when you enter that park, dude, I mean, when you enter that resort, you literally feel like you're going into Africa. You feel like you're going into some tour, if you understand what I'm saying. You're in an outpost. I mean, it's amazing.
And I see Disney, once that construction's pretty well along, putting up a big, probably stone wall, maybe 10, 15, 20 feet high to block the road view and the surface view, and to cut down on noise and stuff. But, man, if you've got one of those higher up rooms with a balcony, you're going to be looking at pretty much strip malls. So, yeah, that's going to take away a lot of enjoyment of staying there.
Well, how big of the area does Disney have room to build, like a major building that could face the opposite way, like maybe another restaurant or something that would block all that?
I think they own probably about 100 yards out along that. So, yeah, they don't own much. And, yeah, the construction, the basically just the earth movers and stuff like that right now, and they're probably 300 or 400 yards away from the road that I'm on as a bus driver. So.
Yeah, that's sad, dude, because, yeah, you literally feel like you're going into a safari when you're, one of those the word I was looking for is a reserve. You feel like you're going into an African reserve when you get there.
Yeah, yeah, and, I guess for the good part is you're not at Jumbo, you're not going to see it, but at Kidani, there's definitely some balconies. And, and if you're facing the savannah, you're not going to see it, but if you've got a balcony on the backside, where you're facing the road, you're definitely going to be have just a beautiful view. So,
well, this is sad here too. Speaking of the sad news you just gave, and you've been on Rise, but you haven't been on there. But Rise of the Resistance reopens with distancing, plastic glass, and no briefing pre-shows at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland.
Hmm.
I mean, that would take a light. The briefing show is one of the good parts too, isn't it?
Yes, the whole experience. I mean, yeah, that definitely takes away some of the experience of doing the attraction. So, I guess it is now the Haunted Mansion without the
stretching room.
Yeah, I mean that's a beautiful part of the attraction. So,
I told Brenda I might play that on our phone for us when we go in there. The stretching room part to give us the effect of we're back. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not we're back, because that's at the end, but doing the music and all from that area while we're standing there waiting.
Pretty much all you have to do is say the first couple of words and I could go word for word for it.
Yeah, so. But
welcome, foolish mortals.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So I might play that while we're in there. I don't know, John. We talked off air about this, but I'll talk on air. I mean, hopefully Disney might be able to relax for the cast members that you just wear a mask without the stupid plexiglass to it, or one or the other. I think it's overkill if they're outside. I could see if you're sitting inside real close to somebody running like pirates when you're boarding people. If you got to do that, at least you're in air condition. But when you're standing outside with all the CDC rules and everything else right now, it's virtually impossible to get anything, they're saying, outside now, especially if you're vaccinated. Like, they shouldn't have to wear both the mask and the clear glass plastic shield, I think.
No, and for the most part you don't, but there's a couple of positions. I know there's a couple of positions on trains where they require you to wear both. And what's going to happen is, especially, it's getting warm quick. I mean, it was 90-something here today, so it's going to be – the summer's here. And you're going to be trading off the possibility of maybe a very, 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 very slim chance of getting the virus to – having people pass out and
heat
possibly
stroke.
Go to the hospital from heat stroke. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
And I can tell you that with the mask on, you have a tendency to drink less. You know, I mean, we have water bottles with us at all times. It's required. But with that mask on, of course, you're not thinking all the time. And if you do, you're like, I don't want to drag it down and I have to worry about putting it back in the proper position and all that. So, yeah, a lot of cast members are not going to be drinking as much water as they should. So, and I think that's going to be a problem this summer.
I mean, holy moly, it's supposed to be 96 degrees 2 days next week, John.
Oh, you got it, brother. Hi, welcome to Florida.
Yeah, it's going to be 94 Monday, 96 Tuesday, 96 Wednesday, 91 Thursday, and a perfect day on Friday, 86.
Yeah.
Sunday's going to be 91. So we're going to be heating up. We're going to have to drink multiple margaritas, John.
I think so. I think that might be appropriate.
And what's this now? Flat Feathered Friend. Three Caballeros audio animatronic now going?
I don't know.
At Walt Disney World, we often report on milestones. Walt Disney's upcoming 50th anniversary to reopening of Disneyland more than after the worldwide closing of the pandemic. Wooden standees replaced audio animatronics. It has now been over 3 months since the Three Caballeros audio animatronic Dono Pacino and Jose disappeared from the Grand Fiesta Tour inside the Mexican Pavilion. The attraction stars were replaced by two-dimensional character flats on cardboard. Now, 13 weeks later, three Caballeros have yet to return. That is so sad, John. The audio animatronic problem began on January 2021. Donald was temporarily memorialized with a sombrero put there instead of him there. We thought Donald would quickly return, but he remains missing. On January 11th, the Donald Memorial was removed, and Pacito and Jose remained. These audio animatronics have been around for nearly 50 years. They were originally part of the Mickey Mouse Review, an opening day at the Magic Kingdom attraction. Disney previously announced that the animatronics will not return to the Grand Fiesta Retour this spring, until spring. If you have yet to experience it, the cardboard ones, try to check it out. But it's spring now, Walt. I mean, it's spring now, and Walt's flipping over right now, telling you to get it back in on the ride. I mean, how long does it take to get three animatronics back, John?
I don't know. I mean, over at Pirates, there was a backstage area, or actually an area where you walked by. Well, we did, going backstage, where the engineering crew worked on all the animatronics all the time, so they would constantly take them off, and especially the chickens. There was always a problem with them chickens, so they would take them out and get them done and put them right back on. So I can imagine what they're doing to these. I mean, granted, they are 50 years old, so maybe the technology is just not up to date, and they're having a problem ordering the parts or something. I mean, that is some of the stuff too. I told you about the water screen at Pirates, right? You know, when you used to go through Pirates of the Caribbean and Barbosa or Davy Jones was there.
Yeah.
And that's no longer there. And the reason why is because they put it in, and then it broke, and the technology or the exact part that they needed was made by a manufacturer in Sweden that no longer exists. And there is no way to get that part, so that they have no option but to take it out, because it's never going to work again. So maybe it's something like that, where it's just a hard thing to get replaced. Other than that, I don't really have no idea. So,
well, look at a lot of this one, John. I wonder if it's going to change anything. But Orange County, Florida businesses no longer need to do temperature checks either, deemed a waste of resource.
Yeah, I saw that. It's interesting. So, temperature checks, health officer Dr. Paul Pino says temperature checks are not necessary. Seeing too many places waste resources on something that makes no difference. But again, Disney is going to do what Disney wants to do.
Yeah.
So, temperature checks have been required to enter Disney, Universal, and many other businesses in the county in the past year. However, someone carrying COVID will not always have a fever, and those who are found to have a fever will not always have COVID. They might just be hot from the Florida sun,
yeah.
Which happened to me yesterday. Thursday. Yeah, what was it? Wednesday. I walked in, sun was beating on my forehead as I made my way from the parking lot, and they took my temperature right away, and it was like 101 or something.
Oh, Jesus.
And sit down for a minute. So I sat down under the air conditioner and had it blowing right on my forehead for 5 minutes, and then, of course, I was normal. So, you know. I mean, but, yeah, and I tend to agree with this, but again, it's Disney, and they're going to do what they want to do. So.
Oh, absolutely. So we'll see what happens. I could see them. The only reason I could see them maybe doing away with it, because it frees up cast members.
No, actually, all of that is being taken care of by Advent Health. Nobody doing temperatures has been cast members. It's a subcontract. So that would be a lot of people. Actually, Doug, it'd be a lot of people losing their jobs. So.
Well, that'll be good for Disney. Bob could put that money into the boat for his yacht with all the money going up on the gas prices. Construction nearing completion at the Walt Disney World Swan Reserve Hotel. I'm looking forward to seeing that when we're down there, John.
Yeah, it looks almost done. Well, at least the exterior does.
Yeah.
And it's pretty. They've done a good job on the outside design elements and stuff like that. So it's going to match well with pair well with the Dolphin and the Swan, with their kind of I don't know, to put it lightly, oddball architecture. So it'll look interesting. So
I'm looking forward to seeing that, because I love the Swan and Dolphin myself. I've stayed there many times. I really like that resort. Reduces physical distance. New Walt Disney World Gillikin hat is what I call it. It's a bucket hat. Join Spirit Jersey collection at the Magic Kingdom. Toe Mater loves those hats. I might have to get him one of them and stick it, because it would be easy for me to bring it home. Because the great thing about those bucket hats, you can fold them, twist them, but Tomato loves those hats. I might get him one if I remember when I'm down there.
I've got one that I take with me to the parks in the summertime, because it's, like you said, you can throw it in the backpack, as opposed to, you know, our hats that you have to have, be careful with the bill and stuff. But yeah, I can throw this one in the backpack, and then you can put it in the sink and get it soaking wet and put it on your head and actually cool off a little bit. So yeah, I like them too. So.
Well, Tomator might be getting one of them. Magic Kingdom Park Pass reservations full for Halloween already. Halloween Day. I have a feeling by Halloween, the capacity is probably going to be a lot more than that. So keep your eye out. You might be able to still get bookings for that. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely. I heard rumors already about extending capacity for the summers. So yeah,
hopefully not our week, right, John?
No, they can wait until June, right?
Yeah, you did speak to the higher ups for us, right?
Oh yeah, I passed it along. They know.
Mickey shaped scrambled eggs added into Whispering Canyon Cafe. They look pretty cool, but all I care about is how scrambled eggs taste, because there's a fine line between good and bad for scrambled eggs. They can turn real quick, can't they, John?
You know, scrambled eggs, for the most part, as long as they're real eggs, I'm fine with, because in the military, I had some of the most disgusting powdered eggs you've ever eaten in your entire life, and so as long as it's a real egg, I'm okay with it.
What's this? Park pass availability for Disney Hollywood Studios replenished for many May days. So does that mean they're going to be putting more people in the park on us, John?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Masks stay the same for the fully vaccinated. I got my card and everything in my phone. Let me go mask free, please. Concept art, first look inside the table service restaurant and dinner show at where? At the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. That looks pretty cool, John.
Yeah, that looks cool. And rumor floating around was I heard people getting were actually called back for Hoop-De-Doo last week.
Awesome.
So that's a good time too.
Yeah, so it's awesome. So, but no, this looks pretty cool. Dinner show at the Star Cruiser, even though there would be no outside guests for that. So,
no. Spending that $4,000 a night.
Yeah, so. This will be just like the cruise ship where they have the nightly shows as part of the whole experience.
Yep.
And I think they want to do these nightly shows to try to keep people at the Star Cruiser instead of going to the park all the time. You know what I mean? They want people to want to stay at the hotel.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be an itinerary. I almost have a feeling that you're going to be grouped into it, almost like a Adventures by Disney trip, where, you know, your family and maybe two or three other families are grouped into a thing, and you have an official... I guess
boarding pass and all stuff
like
that.
Yeah, an officer of some sort. Yeah, rec officer or something like that. That is your tour guide, and he's going to be with you, or he or she's going to be with you your entire little stay there, and pretty much guide you through everything that you do.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's going. Yeah, like you said, Adventures by Disney. You're going to have somebody with you, probably.
Yeah, that's what I think. And then, especially, have you seen the buses that they're going to be transporting people from the? From the hotel to Hollywood Studios then?
Yeah, you're like confined. You don't even see the driver.
Yeah, so that led me to believe that you're definitely going to have somebody, because they're not going to put guests on a bus where there's no cast member that can view what those guests are doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, if the bus driver can't see them, then there's definitely going to be a cast member on that bus. So.
Well, if you have kids, this might be interesting, John. Magic Kingdom Baby Care Center closing for refurbishment, temporary location opening in Tomorrowland. So there used to be one over by the original one is over by the Crystal Palace in Casey's Corner. We'll be closing at the end of May. So if you're going down the end of May, beginning of June, make sure you now traipse over to Tomorrowland for the new one. So
you know and the baby care center is a very valuable resource, and they're at all the parks, and I think they're Universal too, and stuff like that. So if you need them, make sure to use them, because me and Lisa, when our son was young, had no idea that these existed, and we ran out of diapers one time, and we had to end up leaving and driving over to a Target at the time to get diapers to come back. So yeah, I mean, they have they have all kinds of diapers and formula in there. I think some degrees of baby food and all kinds of stuff. So make sure to use that resource.
Yeah, take advantage of it. The new one now is going to be over at the Carousel, by the Carousel of Progress. There's going to be a temporary one there. There's new Haunted Mansion hitchhiking ghost ornaments. Looks cool. And then there's also a new monorail mug arrives at Walt Disney World Parks. They look really cool too.
Very, very nice.
That's about all I have, John. The other thing is Disney's Magic Mobile now available on Android devices. And I'm having problems getting my Magic Mobile one to work because it won't open up because I don't have – it's saying something. I got to look at it tonight. To have your wallet work, and you need to use the facial recognition on your phone. And I hate using any password on my phone. So I don't like it. My phone's always with me, and I don't have nothing – I mean, you understand what I'm saying? I don't have a passcode on my phone at all. So I had to figure out how I'm going to work that now if I want to use that. I linked up my my wonderful monorail Magic Band to my Disney Experience. So I plan on wearing that, John. So I might not use Magic Mobile. And I have it's crazy how you can have five active bands on your account. Am I wrong?
I've got, I think, 48 at last count.
And as long as they say active, they'll work when you get to the park if you have a ticket in My Disney Experience, correct?
Yeah, and I need to delete some of mine because I'm getting to the point, and I've got too many emails addressed to my account, and so every time we go, and it doesn't help anything when it comes to My Disney Experience and rooms and stuff that I named my son my name. Because
I know,
super confusing for the system. So yeah, we got a lot of issues with the system. So
yeah, I literally, all kidding aside, I think I have 7 or 8 on mine, and then Brenda has 4 or 5 active on her. So I brought down the monorail one and the railroad. I'm bringing those 2 for me, and then I brought 2 for her. Brought a backup for her in case we have a problem. But they all say active. I got a 4-day ticket, so I think everything should be fine. I don't even know if I'm going to mess with Memory Maker on the phone. I mean, the Magic Maker. As long as they work, I don't think I need to use that.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do, too, is probably just use the Magic Bands. I mean, although, at the same point, you know, once you get into the park, you don't even need your Magic Band on this trip because there's no fast passes.
Yeah, so you just walk on what you walk on. So.
Right.
But anywho, John, I can't wait to see you. I'm going to see you real soon. I'm going to go. We got some last-minute errands to run and get ready for our flight on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to seeing you, bud. Maybe we will see you Sunday night. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be great. And if anybody else happens to be down, me, Doug, and Judith are all going to be there rumbling around with our better halves. So anybody else happens to be there and wants to run into us somewhere, that'd be great, too. So keep an eye out for us.
Yeah, we'll be roaming around. Look for Johnny Orlando and Captain Handsome.
There you go, and the lovely Judith.
Yeah. I wanted to buy a captain's hat, but for some reason Brenda won't let me roam around the park with that on.
I can't imagine why.
Dude, I would look so good if I got one of those captain's hat from Gilligan Island, if I wore the skipper's hat. Don't you think, John?
Oh, it'd be spot, just spiffy.
Captain Stubing would have nothing on me, John. Could you see me with the white socks and the white pants shorts?
I see you in that outfit from Caddyshack, you know, that the judge was wearing when he was launching his new sailboat. Yes.
Yeah. My buddy from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ed Asner, wasn't it? Yes. No, it's not Ed Asner.
No, Ed Asner was the one that played up.
Yeah.
He was the Mary. It was I can't think of his name. He was the gray-haired handsome guy.
Ted Knight.
Ted Knight, yeah. The good-looking guy, you know. So, but anyway, John, I'll let you head home to your beautiful bride, and I'm watching people walk around World Showcase right now, and that'll be us in a couple days.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. I will talk to you soon.
All right, bye, folks. Have a great week.
Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.